cases are on the rise again.
Not again.
No, not that. That.
Oh.
I mean people new to landscaping and gardening.
Yeah, we are seeing lots of new faces at Nelson Nursery.
Taking their landscaping up a notch.
Looking for fresh plants that last.
Nelson's has all that and everything needed.
Like soil, fertilizers, and plant food.
Plus, trusted advice to grow your skills.
While making yards beautiful.
We're happy to help.
We're West Houston's local nursery.
Nelson's Nursery, Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good morning. On this lovely Saturday morning, it looks like it's going to be a great weekend for being out in the yard and in the garden. And I hope that you join us at 281-833-3333. Give us a call and get in line here early on. Last week, we almost ran out of time for answering all of those questions and calls. So jump in line here at 281-833-3333. This is the Home Show Garden Pros. And the Garden Pros include experts from throughout the city. And they rotate through here and they answer your questions and your calls. And they have a variety of topics and information to share with us all the time. And our Home Show Garden Pros have included Plants for All Seasons. We've had Sherry sitting here with us before. Enchanted Forest and Gardens. Both Joey and Danny join us in answering your questions. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. John, and he has also had Abby joining us out here. But this morning, to demystify your garden and landscaping and grass information, is Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And as they say, you can find them out in Katy. Well, good morning, Anita, and thanks for making the drive in to sit with us here this morning.
Thank you. It's still dark driving in, but I always enjoy driving in the summer and because I can watch the sunrise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because you're coming in from Katy.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got that lovely sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the time change because I love having sunshine after dinner. It is my favorite time to go out in the yard.
Well, to be a negative Neely, I don't like the time change. For those of you out there who are morning people, it steals an hour of my morning away from me.
That is so funny.
Because I'm up in the morning raring to go.
Right.
In the evenings, I'm as a dog.
You're pooped.
Yeah.
That is so funny because Sherry last week said the same thing.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I like it. Sunny in the evening, and she says, I don't, you
yes.
know, because she's pooped by then. Y'all have been outside and working in the nurseries, and you're like, time to go home.
Time to go home, yep.
But it gives us gardeners time to get to your place before you close. And
but, you know, people who work all day, it's the greatest thing ever for them. It really is. So I can't have everything I want in life, and that's okay.
But you got to see the sunrise coming in this morning.
That's it was still dark. It was still dark.
Yeah, that's true. It is still dark out there. Well, it's going to be a beautiful day. I looked at the weather both today and tomorrow. We have full sun.
Exactly.
And it's going to give us that little motivation to make some decisions on what we've got to grapple with in our yard or enjoy or plant something new or pull up something old.
Well, you know, I noticed that it's going to rain on Monday. Perfect.
Really?
Get to the nursery, buy your plants, put them in the ground. You don't have to water them because Mother Nature is going to provide the rain for you.
Right. And it seems like the plants in the yard, they just so much prefer the Mother Nature rain.
Boy, do they ever.
Yeah.
You know, we grow rain lilies. And I water them every day because they really like wet conditions. They don't bloom. But when it rains, they will bloom.
Oh.
They know the difference. I don't know how they know the difference, but they do.
Right. And just the grass looks so much better after a Mother Nature rain versus when you turn on the sprinkler, especially when we get to the summer months.
But
so good. So a nice rain on Monday.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Okay. So we'll need to talk about some of the plants that we can get in the ground this weekend and some of the what we can look for in our gardens.
Yeah.
What's on your task list? So Nelson's is, every time I go out there, there's something new, plants or you know, something intriguing.
So yes.
We really enjoy, I just enjoy walking around there and trying to get good ideas.
Yes.
You know, I saw at the rodeo, and it's strange that it got my attention this week, a trough, which I have seen at your place.
Yes.
And I have a trough garden, but they had a small trough, and it had, it wasn't a garden, but it was landscape plants. It was beautiful flowers and
yes.
it was grasses. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know, that is perfect for a small patio.
Yeah. Or even
balcony.
A balcony. Yeah. An apartment dweller.
Right.
I mean, my sister lives in an apartment and has grown tomatoes and basil on her balcony for years.
And that's mm-hmm. almost an advantage because she gets the shade when you need it, especially when
yes.
it starts to get a
yes.
little warmer and the tomatoes struggle.
Right.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's beautiful, and mm-hmm. I love those. In planting something in a trough garden, like if I had it on the patio, I would like to plant some sort of cuttable flower.
Something or herb. Why not an herb?
Herbs.
Because you can just – you're cooking. You want to put some rosemary with your chicken or some oregano in your spaghetti sauce. There it is. So
it's
easy
handy.
And convenient. And herbs are way less expensive to grow yourself than to get at the grocery.
Right.
I mean, a whole lot less expensive.
And the quantity that you have
mm-hmm.
to buy at the grocery store.
Yes.
And you use it for one
yes.
or maybe two meals and uh-huh. have to throw out the rest.
One year I had so much basil that I would just cut it every morning and just throw it on the kitchen table to make the house smell nice.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, the rosemary is the same way for me, and
uh-huh.
it just, it's very happy in my garden. It
yes.
just rolls right over
right.
out of it.
And it's another one of those mosquito repellent plants, too.
The so. Rosemary is.
Okay. Well, any of these really strongly oily, fragrant plants, lavender, rosemary, and of course the classic is citronella, but mosquitoes don't like any of that. We had a caller into our show who actually surrounded his entire patio in lavender and didn't have any mosquitoes at all bother him.
I remember Mary talking
yes.
about that in the video,
uh-huh.
the lavender, but
yes.
I'd forgotten about the rosemary.
Yeah.
I like just walking by my rosemary, and I literally will just kind of grab it and rub it on my hands just to have that smell.
Yeah, a scratch and sniff garden.
Scratch and sniff.
I actually visited a garden in Georgia one time. He did garden rooms. He had a big garden, and it was on a tour. He's a famous gardener, and he had one room that was strictly lemon-scented plants.
Wow.
And it was
inside?
Really cool. No, a garden room, which is little segmented area as you walk in. It's got a grassy area in the
between.
Center, but it's surrounded all around with plants, and all lemon-scented plants. It was really
what a great idea.
Interesting, yeah.
Now, were they in the ground or raised?
It was all in the ground, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I've always wanted to duplicate that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have a sunny enough spot for them. Almost all the lemon-scented plants want to grow out in full sun.
I hadn't even thought about the mm-hmm. lemon-scented. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, join our call. We are going to hop out for a little bit of a break, but our phone number is 281-833-3333. Very easy. 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Spring has arrived. It's time to explore the latest home and landscaping inspiration all under one roof at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend, meet Tom Tynan, Saturday from 9 to 2, and local experts for color, organization, design, and outdoor living. There'll be DIY workshops, a plant sale, and the GHBA Remodelers Charity Garage Sale. You don't want to miss. Plus, free parking. More information and discounted tickets online at homeshowradio.com. The SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend at the Berry Center.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
or call now at 281-833-3333.
And we are back. Thank you very much. Anita is sitting here with us from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. As they say, you can find us.
Yeah.
I love that
saying. It's not too hard to find us. You know, we're just a half a mile off I-10.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's this little sanctuary just sitting there, which is so lovely.
And it's becoming more and more of a sanctuary because we're getting surrounded by apartments.
Right.
But convenience stores, and yeah.
You can barely tell, though, when you enter in through the store with all the indoor plants, and then you walk outside, and you just feel like you're in a little quiet sanctuary place surrounded by plants, getting lots of good ideas on, you know, what you want to do in your garden. Sometimes I walk in our garden, Home Show Garden Pros, their locations, and you're all unique, and you all have different specialties, yet you're all the same.
I love that.
Yeah. You know.
When I was growing up, my mother always hauled us to the nurseries.
Yeah.
So it's just been something that I've always loved to visit any nursery, and they're all exactly different and the same. And you can always find something, some idea, some different twist of something that they do that you can use for yourself.
Right.
It's fun.
Right. Sometimes when I walk in there, I have no intention really of what it is I'm looking for, or, you know, I'm just going, maybe I'm thinking I need to buy a bag of, you know, soil or something that I need.
Yes.
And then walk around and I think, that's a good idea. You know, okay, now would it work in, that's a thing that I have to think about is I get a lot of sun. So a lot of what I have to put in the ground, I really have to think about, you know, is it going to survive through July and August in my yard? Because it's really, and then I know the guidance that the Home Show Garden Pros have given also is the space.
Yes.
You know, this is going to grow really bushy, you know, and then what is it going to do to the plants next to it?
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
So,
and I'm jealous of your space because every sunny spot that I have is taken up with growing plants for the store. So all my shady areas, I have to concentrate on shady gardening, which is not quite as easy as sunny gardening, even though you have that challenge of July and August to grow sunny plants.
So on the shady gardening, because I understand what you're saying about the shady gardening. Mm-hmm. I've gotten some mildewy something on some of my plants that are in the shade, and I don't know if I have just overwatered them, but there was something they just didn't thrive. So I'm wondering if I need to be careful about the shady plants, that they're not getting too much water.
I don't know. My thought is that it might be the wrong plant in the wrong spot.
Right.
But too much water, a lot of shady plants don't want a lot of water.
And that's what I think happened.
Yes.
Because in sprinkling, because in some areas I have a sprinkler that I can, you know, is on a timer, and I should adjust that.
Yeah. I think eventually as you become more and more of a junior gardener, you're going to not use your sprinkler at all.
No.
I never use sprinklers. I did not have them installed when we built our house because the best water is when you have your eyes out there on your garden, and it forces you to be outside every day, which is good for your health. You need to be out in the sun. Even if you're in the shade, ultraviolet light is getting on you, and ultraviolet light's really important for your health. So it gets you outside to take care of your plants.
Yeah, but that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
The sprinkler systems almost make us lazy. Makes me lazy.
Hey, they do make you lazy, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But if I'm out there, especially if I've planted something new, I do understand that needs some more attention.
Oh, yeah,
it cannot rely on the sprinkler system.
But I have my strategies for getting around a sprinkler system. The one is But anyway, put in a water garden. Because if you have a water garden, you have a dipping pool. And anytime you see a plant in stress, you just have your watering can right next to your dipping pool. And that way you're just watering what needs to be watered, and you're not watering what doesn't need to be watered.
Right.
So water garden is one way to do it. And then my other strategy is I never throw away a milk gallon. When I buy my milk in a gallon, I never throw it away. I rinse them, and I keep them filled with seaweed emulsion, fish emulsion. I just mix it all up. Soil activator, all the micro products, liquid products, and I have them I have like, I mean, it kind of looks not very attractive, but I've got about 20 gallon cans sitting all around near my plants that need to be watered. I have a lot of potted plants because I love potted plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always there ready to go. And then the other thing is in the morning when I want to wash dishes, because I'm lazy and don't wash them at night. Shh, don't tell anybody. the water, 2 gallon jugs fill up with cold water before the hot water comes. So I haven't wasted that cold water.
Wow.
So I'm filling up my milk gallon jugs and I'm getting them ready. And that's how I get around without a sprinkler system. Plus, of course, using your MicroLife products,
mm-hmm,
and your compost, you don't need a sprinkler system because eventually your plants will be deeply rooted in the ground and they can get by with a month of not watering.
As long as you start them out right.
Yeah, and of course, that's when you do have to water.
Yeah. So how often, if I put a new plant in,
mm-hmm,
and it's in the ground, not in a pot, is there a difference in the watering between a potted plant versus having it in the ground, how often I need to water it to...
I'd say it about the same.
Get it started? Okay, about the same.
If you just planted a potted plant and one in the ground, they need to be watered about every 2 to 3 days.
No.
You got to check them.
Yeah.
Maybe even 3 days. Once they're established, a potted plant, you can get away with, sometimes you have to water them every day. Especially if they're really full.
Well,
for some of my potted plants, I got to water every single day.
Come when we're facing the east, uh-huh, on the patio, and those potted plants of mine definitely need it every day. And actually, I've started to move them a little bit to a little more shaded spot during those summer months.
That's what I do too.
Oh, because they'll just crisp up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite plant to grow on an east exposure is the geranium, because it loves...
I've got some.
Yes. Put them on your east side in the summer, move them back where they're getting a little bit more shade. They're going to look yellow and yucky through the hotter months of summer. There's nothing you can do about it. But they will come roaring back in the fall, bloom for you all winter. They will take a freeze down to about, 25 maybe, without covering them. But once it hits 20, you got to cover them. And even if you cover them, you don't have to bring them inside.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make it through that freeze just fine.
Well, I love my new geranium I got it at Nelson's when Mary and I did a couple of videos.
Yes.
It is beautiful right now.
It is. And I think geraniums are really important, and as well as pansies, snapdragons, all the winter annuals for the wintertime, for your spirit, for your soul.
Oh,
to be able to look outside and see a blooming plant and greenery is good. It just makes you happy.
Right.
So,
especially when we have other plants that are not quite out of their dormancy yet.
Well, it's gray time. I call winter the gray time.
Right. Yeah. And it's dark a lot longer.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of that. And then in the summertime, of course, I pull out all my pansies, get rid of all my snapdragons. That usually happens around late May, June, depending on the winter. And this year with our late spring, it's probably going to be June before I haul those plants out. And then in come the vincas and the marigolds and all those other blooming annuals to put in the pots.
Right.
And make you happy.
Well, join us on this conversation about, mm-hmm, making you happy in your yard.
Yeah.
We are here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're waiting to hear from you at 281-833-3333. I've got Jacob McClendon from Monterey Lawn and Gardens with us.
So, Jacob, as we begin to warm up here in Houston, we're coming into spring. What kind of bugs or slugs am I going to potentially see in my garden, and what can I do about those?
So for slugs, we recommend Sluggo. We have three different slug and snail break products. It's going to be Sluggo, which is an iron phosphate-based product. It works only on slugs and snails. And then Sluggo Plus, which is iron phosphate plus spinosad. So you get your slugs and snails. Plus you're going to get like your earwigs, pill bugs, sow bugs, and cutworms. And then Sluggo Max, which is the same as Sluggo. It just covers a larger area, and it's a stronger iron phosphate. So it's going to cover more area. And the good thing about these products is they're all safe to use around pets and wildlife.
And how do these three products work? How are they targeting just the bad bugs in our yard?
So it actually works as an attractant. You don't have to actually put it on a slug or a snail like you would whenever people use salt. It actually has an attractant in it, so the slugs, snails come and feed on it, and then they go away and die, basically.
Well, Jacob, thank you from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products, and you can find his products at Home Show Garden Pros locations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. I'm Anita Nelson with Sandy on Sports Radio 610. Do you have a lawn or gardening problem? Because we're here to help you.
That's for sure. That's what this is all about, the Home Show Garden Pros. We have rotating experts coming through, and Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is our expert for today. And we have got a couple of callers. We've got a new phone system here, so I'm sorry about one of the callers who we lost. You go ahead and give us a call back at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We have Alan on the phone. Good morning, Alan. How can Anita help you?
Well, one thing, my wife loves gardenias, okay? And I'm just wondering when's a good time to find the plants and when to plant them.
This is the best time to find plants because the nurseries, all of our nurseries, are flush with plants. And it's also the best, spring and fall are the best time to plant plants. It gives the plants a chance to get their root systems into the ground before the heat sets in, and then they're struggling to get enough water into their leaves from the roots. So this is a great time, Alan, to buy some plants for your wife and be a hero to her, too.
So, Alan.
Where do you get gardenias?
She likes gardenias, you said?
She loves gardenias, but the only one I've got surviving is a hibis gardenia, and the rest of them passed away.
Gardenias like to have a little bit of shade. They can't take full sun, so they're always great, especially on the east side of the house when they're getting the not-so-intense morning sun. So if you've got that kind of spot for your wife, I'm telling you, they'll take off, especially if you use the organic products that we always promote on our show, which is the MicroLife and Nature's Way compost.
Right. Okay. Now, what's Alan, let's find out from Anita if there's some similar plants. So she likes something that will flower, a shrub or bush that will flower?
She just loved gardenias. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay,
they smell
so that's
so nice. My mom loved gardenias, so I'm with her.
All right. Well, good. So maybe start them out, grab some new gardenia plants, and it sounds like start them out make sure it's in the healthy soil. Maybe even when he buys those plants, he should grab a bag of
Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
Yes, Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
And also, do you know that up north they grow gardenias in pots as houseplants? My mom, you know, I come from Maryland. My mom always had a gardenia in the house. So, yeah, you could even give her one as a houseplant. As long as it's got a sunny window to grow in, it's going to be fine.
Okay. Well, that's fine. What time of the year can I buy them and where at?
We have them, and I heard Sherry last week. She's got like three different kinds of gardenias. So any of the Home Show Garden Pros have gardenias.
And any nursery, actually, mm-hmm. should have them.
So if you want to find out about the locally owned nurseries and the experts that we have on the show, it's homeshowgardenpros.com if you go on the website. If not, there's Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens will be listed on there, and that's who you're just speaking with right now, Anita. And Sherry was here last week, and she's with Plants for All Seasons, more up north on 249. And then Enchanted's are both in Richmond and Rosenberg, and Nature's Way Resources, very north, up near the Woodlands. Any of those near you?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm in Texas City.
You're in Texas City. Okay. Well, even just...
Moss Nursery maybe might have mm-hmm. it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where's that at?
I don't know, but it's spelled M-A-A-S, so you could probably find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. Well, and Anita, we've got Maureen. Mm-hmm. Maureen, this is Sandy and Anita. How can Anita help you?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have three different unrelated, I think, questions. So I'm going to start with yesterday, my neighbor is having their yard aerated, and I thought, oh my goodness, they're here. Let me see if they'll do me. And they did. Mm-hmm. They did not have something called top dressing, and I wanted to be sure that I got that. Now, about a year ago, I think I bought some worm castings, never opened the bags, and I thought that that was something that I could use. Or is there a different?
No, by all means, use the worm castings. Hmm. And while you've got that lawn aerated and you've got those holes, I'd run to the nearest Home Show Garden Pros nursery and get a bag of leaf mold compost, too, and get that spread out, top dressed over your lawn.
Mold.
Yes.
Compost. Oh, yeah. Okay. All
and,
right.
you know, guess... worm castings are great. I use them all the time.
And where else would you use them?
Well, I use them when I propagate because if you put worm castings on your plants, you don't get whitefly, which is a big problem with people in the nursery industry. Whitefly love being in greenhouses, so that's what I use it all the time.
Okay, maybe I can even carry that over into the other question. Again, my neighbor was completely redesigning, and he had some beautiful azaleas, and I thought, I think that I can transplant those. He just didn't like his yard, and he wanted to change it. So I took them, planted them, and dug the holes, I think, and I'm asking you to correct me if I'm not saying this correctly. He did leave me a lot of soil, so I did it about 1.5 times the width of the azaleas. And I also used Medina to help the plants.
Soil activator? Soil activator?
Yes, yes.
Great stuff.
That I was doing the right thing.
But, yeah.
I mean, you know, since it's not something I do a lot, I wanted to double check.
Absolutely. So, you did the right thing.
Okay, and the last part of the azaleas look fine. They've been in the ground for like 3 days. And I did buy some soil in case I ran into the nasty gumbo while I was digging.
Yes.
And I didn't know, should I be watering those with a hand-held gardener for watering each day?
Yes, yes. No, not every day. You've got to keep an eye on it.
You gotta not every day.
Yeah, okay, because maybe. You could overwater it, and you could, especially if you have gumbo soil, you could just make a big pot of wet soil, and that plant will die. So you got to be careful,
so
real careful. You're going to have to baby those azaleas along for a while.
Okay, so just really keep an eye. They're not wilting or anything. They seem to be okay. But
that's great. Great.
So, okay.
I love that you saved those azaleas. That's a great story. Mm-hmm. Now,
I have about 8 azaleas and some others, and these azaleas look perfect. Mm-hmm. And then I have some that I don't know what I'm going to do with. They're a little bit straggly, and I don't know. I think they take a while to come back because mm-hmm. they did not get enough sun. So I was thinking rather than pitch them to the curb that maybe I should give them a chance.
Yeah. Sure. But why not cut them back and see what happens?
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one was, for a while, I listened every single week to Danny, and occasionally you were on. And Danny was always raving about a particular tomato plant. And I thought, this is the year I wanted to try it, but I can't remember. It was a multi...
Yes, I know which one it is, and I never can remember it. I always want to call it Celebrity. But it's not Celebrity, but I'll tell you, you can't find it. Because Danny raved about it so much that it sells out immediately when it comes to the nursery. Dang, I can't remember that. Maybe my daughter Mary will call into the show if she's listening. She likes to grow that particular tomato.
Okay, well, it is funny.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember the name.
Because I wrote down Celebrity and I said, no, it's not.
I know. I think Celebrity, and it's not Celebrity. It's one of the grape tomatoes.
Is it Jubilee?
Jubilee. I think it is Jubilee.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. I trusted my brain. Okay. Let me.
If you see it in the nursery, buy it immediately.
Okay.
And by the way, Colleen, I always enjoy when you call because I know you come from Long Island, and I hear my cousin talking every time you call the show.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
Sure thing.
I really try hard not to speak as though I come
Why not? I think you should be proud of being from Long Island.
That's right, and we've adopted you here.
Area. I miss it for many things.
Yes.
But,
I'll bet you miss peonies, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, me too.
I do.
Yes.
I have another question. Struggling because we had such a difficult time with my camellias. And I have one. I bought them so that I have some at each time of the year. So I have like three different plants. And one has started to bloom again. When do I seed it?
You know what? I just got distracted because I got a message. The tomato is Juliet. Juliet, Juliet, Juliet. We got to drive it into our brains.
Okay.
Now, what was that question?
Okay, the question I just asked was, I have three different types of camellias because I want each one of them to bloom at different times.
Different times, fall to spring.
Okay. Right, exactly. Uh-huh. And so now I have these huge buds, and I don't want to feed them unless this is the right time.
Well, they've made buds, so it doesn't matter if you feed them or not. They're going to make a flower. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And so the next thing is I did lose some buds when we kept going high and low with our temperatures. Mm-hmm. So is there anything I should be doing other than feeding them?
Well, of course, I'd always feed them gently with the MicroLife or the – I know I sound like a broken record about that, but I'm such a fan of their products. Yeah, you should be fine. You could leave them alone or feed them. I don't think either one will be okay with the camellias, especially if they're making buds. That means you've got them in the right place and they're happy.
Okay. Well, I try to buy the right soil for each plant.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, I have the MicroLife in granular, I guess, or little – I don't know what you call them, the little pellets.
Yeah, pellets.
Can I buy that in a liquid to get it into the plant faster?
Yeah, you can. They have a MicroLife Blooms, and there's MicroLife Seaweed, and then there's a MicroLife – it's kind of like a soil activator. It's like the Medina product, which any of those will work great. Now, the seaweed is something I use on a weekly basis because plants love it, but I use it as a foliar spray.
Okay.
And we were talking about that during the break, actually, the seaweed.
Yes.
Now, is that what you put in the milk bottles that you've got on the patio?
I do it on the milk bottles, but I also put it on the sprayer, a hose end sprayer.
Okay.
And that's when I do the whole crop.
Okay.
Because I listen to the show, too. And I heard John Ferguson say that seaweed will help get rid of spider mites.
Oh.
And yes, it does.
And once the spider mites start, it is so hard to get rid of. At least me, it's hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, you have to prune every leaf off and then spray weekly with seaweed, and they won't come back.
Now, is that a separate product, just the seaweed? Because I do see seaweed on many products that I'm using. I can't think of their names in particular.
It is a separate product from MicroLife, but seaweed from other products is fine. If you have it, use that too.
Okay.
You know, you just you put it in your hose and sprayer. You dilute it to what they say on the label, which I never pay attention to. I'm such a bad person.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so
With
glad
organics,
to hear that.
You know, you really don't have to worry too terribly much about overfeeding your plants.
Right.
Yeah.
See, now, I had that was my next question when you said the foliar sprayer, because I do what it says, and I have the Medina where you squeeze the bottle, and it up, it pushes it up into a little cup. So I can do a half an ounce marked or a full ounce.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's what I did for the azaleas when I was moving them. But I've never really sprayed my other plants using the foliar spray. Yeah. The mechanism, the bottle, that you just put a little bit of a chemical. I just get nervous that I might be overdoing it.
Yeah.
Now, I know you really can't tell me, you know, what's overdoing it.
Well, here's what I do. And this
you're doing it liberally.
So I do it liberally.
The seaweed.
I pour half a seaweed into the container, fill the rest of it with water.
Half ounce?
No, a half. I fill the whole container up halfway.
Oh,
and then I fill it halfway with water, and then I set it at 10 tablespoons when I spray. And I spray, and I never have a problem. So, I mean, I'm really liberal.
And she has lush gardens. Wow. Well, and you know what? Every time I listen to the show or we're on the show, I learn something. So the seaweed, that's my chore this weekend then, is getting, you know, spraying some of those plants with the seaweed because they're not quite perking up like I thought they would.
And I say I do it once a week, but this week I didn't get around to it. So sometimes it's every two weeks, but I, you know, try to stay on top of it.
And getting back to the Juliet, I don't really know what I'm expecting. I just knew that he would raise so much. Is this going to be a small tomato or a slicing tomato?
It's a small tomato. It's a grape tomato, which means it's a somewhat elongated grape shape tomato.
That sounds good for a snack. Grape tomatoes.
Well,
and do the tomatoes also like the seaweed?
Oh, yeah. Everything likes seaweed. Everything, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
gardens.
I spray it on my succulents, too, so... Yeah, and the cactus and everything.
No wonder. Now we know Anita's secret.
It's Sherry's secret.
It's
I learned
Sherry's
it from
secret.
Sherry Hara.
At Plants for All Seasons. Well, you all have great secrets, and that's why you're on the show.
Yes.
Well, Maureen.
Wow. All right, Anita, since you're the specialist on my pond, I'm still fighting with duckweed. It's so small that... I can't remember whether you said it's never going to go away. It's moved in and it's going to be my best friend. I don't think you expressed it that way, but that's the only way I can cope with it.
Well, so it's wintertime, so one thing you can do is flood your pond, flood it, and let it roll out of there and net out as much as you can. I mean, I'm always finding it, too.
Well,
it's really hard to get rid of it once the water lilies grow.
Where are you being overcome with it? Or are you doing it every single day?
Well, it gets into my bog plant trays, and at that time I can just empty the tray and get rid of it that way. But it also gets into where I'm growing some of the smaller aquatics. And once it's in there, it's real hard to get rid of it because it gets trapped around the leaves. So that's why I say if it's wintertime and there are no plants, the plants are all dormant, flood your pond because it'll float up and float out and net it at the same time as much as you can.
No, I agree. I've done it. I can't tell you how many times. It makes me so upset. But I do have one of your beautiful, I don't know what its name is. To me, it looks like a bright neon, deep colored lily. And I have the tablets that I don't know their name. I just use them. So when do I start using those? I think it's later. Is it May that I put tablets into the pot?
May is when the plant's actively growing. When
okay,
it's not so growing, there's no sense fertilizing it.
Well, Maureen,
yes.
So we are going to... Yes.
You're going to sign off. You have to.
No. And if you have another question, you can hang on. That's fine. But we're going to jump out just for a moment. And if we haven't answered all your questions, then we will quickly come back to you. But this is Home Show Garden Pros. And give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will be back.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I am sitting here with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And we had a great conversation with Maureen. Thanks, Maureen, for being patient and helping us get out into that ad that we have to do every once in a while. So we covered a lot of topics with her and just so much great information. So feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you. I'm sure there's something we'll all learn from your question at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And speaking of questions, you can also go to the website at homeshowgardenpros.com. And there is information on all of our Home Show Garden Pros there, directions and links to them. But there's also information on their videos posted. And you can, there's a little button that says Ask a Pro. And you can click on that button and send in a question. And we have got a couple of questions here. The first one we have is from David. And David is planting a new 10-gallon container live oak in his backyard, and he's in Clear Lake area. So he's saying that, I guess, so that we know what his soil is like. What is the best type of mulch or compost to use? And do I place the compost in the hole with the root ball and the mulch on top? So, Anita, how can we help David plant that live oak?
Well, first of all, I'd make it a square hole.
A square hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then secondly, I would mix the compost in with the soil. Because I wouldn't just put straight compost in there because it'll hold a lot of water. You could make another big soak wet organic
mush
that
okay.
doesn't decompose because it's in an area of, it's not getting enough oxygen for it to decompose properly, but
okay.
I would mix it with the soil, and you don't even have to be all that careful how you mix it in with the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't know what it is, but whenever you dig a hole for a plant and it's time to put the soil that you took out back into the hole, and you're also putting a plant in there, there seems to be not as much soil. I don't know what that is.
I know.
So just use the compost to mix it in. So you'll have enough soil to fill the hole back up.
Right. So it can breathe. So between the compost and the soil, it's going to give some more space in there and not be so compact.
And I, of course, would mix in the microlife at the same time.
Okay.
I mix it into everything.
All right. Mm-hmm. And watering that tree to get it going.
Right.
How often?
with any transplanted plant, you just got to keep an eye on it. You cannot over, if you overwater it, you're going to kill it. And if you underwater it, you're going to kill it. So you have to just keep a real close eye on and baby it along until it's established.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I've learned from the Homeshare Garden Pros? Mm-hmm. I've heard you each say it in a different way, but yes. Listen to your plants, read them. And you, and when you're out in the yard frequently, you get used to seeing, oh, wait a minute, that looks different than it did last week. And start dabbling in, does it need seaweed? Does it need water? So our plants are definitely talking to us and telling us what they
need.
Well,
let me ask you a question, Sandy.
Yes.
You call yourself a fifth grade gardener, but I don't think so. Are you starting to understand your plants more?
I do.
Yeah.
And it makes me nervous because mm-hmm. I think, okay, what do I need to do? And I'll usually water it and watch after a couple of days. And if it's still not perking up, then I'll add the seaweed.
Uh-huh.
Now, I haven't done the seaweed as often as you talked about. And
yes.
I'm definitely going to have plenty on hand.
Yeah.
Because I have a few new plants because I'm still trying to add from the losses last year.
Well, MicroLife also makes a soil stimulant, so you might also want to consider that to put into the soil as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but, you know, to give you an example of how you learn from paying attention to your plants, I brought all my succulents into the greenhouse for the winter. And as it's becoming sunnier and the sun has shifted in the sky, the more sun has hit those succulents, and what happens, some of them got sun-scald.
Oh, yeah.
But the others started looking bleached-looking.
Oh, they lost their tint.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this for the last 2 days, I've done nothing but move them out until they get partial shade. Because succulents really don't like to be in full sun.
Full
they
sun.
Like to have a little bit of shade, most of them.
Even though it seems like they should be able to handle it, but they still don't
really
like direct.
They really don't. They like more moisture than people think they do. So,
yeah,
you pay attention to what your plants are doing.
Mm-hmm. And they talk to you.
Yeah. And I also had some house plants, and they also got bleached out. And I moved them into a shady area, and all of a sudden they're greening up again.
Okay.
So these are things you need to just – you start to learn these things.
You do, in your different areas, whether they're the house plants or the patio plants or the landscaping.
Yes.
Well, we are sitting here with Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens with Anita Nelson at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we get back, we are going to talk with Linda, so we will return after this.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscaper's pride, and to do that, we have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. Jenny, what is the difference between mulch and soil, and where do I use them when?
We actually have a lot of product offerings in both categories, and then some products that kind of mold themselves into both categories as well. So a mulch is traditionally a 2-inch shredded wood that is made for top dressing either in your flower bed or around decorative areas, landscape, walkways, things like that. It's created as decorative, as moisture barrier to keep moisture in, especially in the hot months, and then also to create a barrier for weeds in your landscape. And then a soil, its primary function, of course, is for you to be able to plant something in it where it can sustain it. It provides nutrients and provides this growing environment that is perfect to allow the plant to grow and flourish.
Jenny from Landscaper's Prides. Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
It is www.landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to The Sport of Growing on 610 Sports Radio with me, Anita Nelson, and Sandy Mosier. Sandy,
Yay.
Are there any questions for us?
There are. We've got a caller, Linda. What can Anita help you with?
Hello, my name is Linda, and I live in Clear Lake. My house faces south. I have three trees in my front yard, two pines and an oak. On both sides of my front door, either side of each of the door, I have flower beds, and in those flower beds, I have planted a hedge, the evergreen hedge that is trimmed, boxwood hedge that is trimmed neatly, but I have below that is just a soil, and I've tried different kinds of ground cover, and they haven't been successful. I was wondering if there was something I could plant that would stay green year-round. Now, the problem is the bed on the right side gets morning sun and filtered light. The bed on the left side gets morning sun and western sun in the evening. So to try to find a ground cover that would work with both sides has been difficult. Is there anything that you can think of that I might be able to use there?
Mulch would work.
Mulch.
I know. I'm sorry to say that. But you have pine trees. Mm-hmm. I would gather up all those pine needles and put them in that spot. Now, there is one plant that came to mind. It's called polka dot plant.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Polka dot plant. And yes, but it will not be evergreen. But it does come back year after year, and it does like growing in a shady area.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's a very challenging and difficult spot.
Yes,
I mean, I would not put Asiatic jasmine because it'll grow up into your boxwood. That isn't going to work. So, but the pine needles, I would collect all your pine needles and put them all around your boxwoods. The boxwoods are going to love it. Weeds aren't going to come up.
All right.
And then the western side, you could probably plant any ground cover there because the sunlight's going to give it enough. There's going to be enough sun that it can grow.
Okay. All right.
And my mind is drawing a blank on what to suggest, but
That is a predicament because you've got.
Oh, I know. Golden globes would do great there.
Golden globes.
There's one that's got a variegated leaf, and then there's a green one, and that'll even grow out in full sun. But it looks better if it gets some shade. Golden globes.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your help. I'll see if I can get these today then.
Okay.
Great. Enjoy. Right. Thanks. Okay. Well, good. That is a predicament, you know, because she's got those boxwoods that are equals on either side, yet underneath she's...
Yeah, so she can't make a balanced yard very easily.
Right.
Unless she wants to put pine needles on both sides.
Right. You know, you mentioned the jasmine. I think I made a mistake because when Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens installed the beautiful fountain that we have, the disappearing fountain, Peter planted two beautiful azaleas because it's great. It's got some shade, sun, and they're beautiful. Well, some of the ground underneath, I thought I would be creative. I thought, well, I'm going to cover some of that mulch. And I planted some jasmine. And it does. It sort of takes over. Mm-hmm. So I have to go out there every couple of months and I have to dig back around my azaleas because they're, you know, growing up too close to the azalea. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is there anything else I can do besides just should I be cutting it back or just pull it back like I'm running my hands through hair?
I'd cut it back.
Cut it. Because it's not going to kill the rest of it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I think it's a great ground cover, although it's not native, but it's a great ground cover.
It's been pretty sturdy, especially
it's very sturdy.
Dogs running through it.
You can mow it. It's my front lawn is Asiatic jasmine. It's not lawn, and we mow it every spring.
Wow.
You have to set the mower real high.
Yeah. And I actually have seen a neighbor across the street has some in her front, like a little island area, and it's so thick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is Sandy and especially Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert today. Give us a call. She has got a plethora of information she can share with you to make your gardens and your grass and your landscaping green and grow. And call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll be back.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759, and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Microlife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hello, this is Sandy and Anita at Home Show Garden Pros, and I just want to make sure that you all know that 'tis the season, not for Christmas, but 'tis the season for home shows and getting ideas and learning about what's going on out in your community and what you can add to your home and garden. So Tom Tynan is going to be at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend, March 26th and 27th. These are great places to go and find out how you can refresh your home and your garden. So the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show is at the Berry Center next Saturday and Sunday, March 26th and 27th. Tom Tynan will be broadcasting live from 9 to noon on Saturday. And then afterwards, he's available for questions in person, face-to-face. You usually get to talk to him on the radio, but he will be there afterwards to answer your questions and look at your plans and give you input and ideas. There are going to be over 200 businesses and services at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Garden show at the Berry Center. Find bargains. You can save $3 off at the door and admissions if you go online. Teachers get in half off on Saturday and Sunday. All SciFair ISD employees get in half off. And on Sunday, the 27th, all active military personnel, vets, fire, police, and first responders, you get in for free. And thank you. Doors open Saturday at 9, Sunday at 10. Go to homeshowradio.com and follow the Home and Outdoor Living Show link to get your coupons. And parking is free. And again, it's next weekend at the Berry Center. And you can talk with Tom Tynan live there next week. And it is on Barker Cypress Road. So we are back with Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have home show experts rotating through here every Saturday morning with us to get us started on our garden landscaping and yards. And Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is our expert today, and you've heard from Plants for All Seasons. We have Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, who has also been on the show. And we have Nature Way Resources and Garden Center. And actually, they'll be with us next week. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Whatever question or concern you have, I'm sure somebody else does too, or I might even have the same question. So give us a call, and Anita is here to help you figure it out. We can walk through it. We've had some great calls this morning. And you know, azaleas have come up a couple of times in our conversations. And I mentioned that, you know, I'm having to be really careful with the jasmine around my azaleas. And one caller said her azaleas looked great. And I thought, mine are looking a little thin on the bottom. So I'm going to try the seaweed. I'm going to give it some nutrition. What about any, should I add some mulch or the leaf mold compost around it?
I'm not sure. Thinning out on the bottom, what
yeah,
to do?
It's
except
looking a little.
What I probably would do is wait until after they bloom and prune them back so that it forces more growth at the bottom.
Okay.
I don't think there's much you can do now.
Yeah. Yeah, because they are getting, they're blooming. It's just, it seems a little thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess next season I'm just going to have to take care of it now, trim it back, and then maybe it'll fluff out next time. Well, this is Sandy and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Anita is sitting here with us. They are located out in Katy, a beautiful location. I just enjoy going out there so much. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. It's a tongue twister. And Tim, if you will hang on, we will be right back with your call.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.